Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Kara Levinson is the chair of the board of directors for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. You've heard us talk a little bit about this on the radio. In fact, there's a little commercial campaign promoting a big walk that's coming up, and I think folks are maybe more aware of this now than even the last time we had a conversation like this. Kara, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you, John, so much for giving us the opportunity once again to talk about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, what we do in Illinois, and for talking about our upcoming Chicagoland Walk, which is the largest fundraiser of the year for us.
It's the Out of the Darkness Walk for the Foundation for Suicide Prevention. That's going to be at Montrose, right?
It's going to be at Montrose Harbor on Saturday, September 17th. Starting at 9 a.m., and we will be walking in memory of those we have lost to suicide and to honor those who struggle with mental health. And that pretty much covers a lot of people, so we expect to have a very good turnout. And for those who can't make it to the event, we will have an online program at the same time. And so this virtual event you can look at by going to www.chicagowalk.org. There you'll find all the details.
I said that maybe we're even more aware of it now, what with so many police officers dying by suicide. I don't know if it's more than it used to be, but we seem to pay attention to it more now. We knew that that was something that troubled members of the military. And even during and after the pandemic, I think it became more top of mind. Can you put it in some perspective for us?
Sure. Well, I'm really glad that you're bringing this up, because this is a major concern for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It's a major concern not only for police departments and police unions, it's a concern for anyone who is a first responder. So we're talking about firefighters as well, because they're the ones who sometimes have to excavate people from a crash. We're talking about emergency med techs who often are at the scene of some, you know, really troubling incidents. And it's also all of our health professionals who are on the front lines. So all of those people are at some increased risk. They have been historically. I think we're just hearing more about it now, because during COVID, those frontline workers got a lot more publicity. But frankly, they've been doing their job and having tremendous stress for many, many years.
So I wonder if those individuals, I wonder if there's a way for an individual to know, or maybe their friends to know about them, that under these circumstances, they might die by suicide and others don't. I wonder if it is surprising to them as they go down that dark hole. Did they have that intimation all along? Do you have anything to say about that?
Sure. Well, unfortunately, many people who start to go down, as you said, that dark hole, their thinking becomes more clouded. Their thinking becomes less what we would call rational. And that's because it's tautological. They're going down the dark hole. But if you see signs in yourself or signs in others, the best thing you can do is to reach out if it's in someone else and, you know, open yourself up without judgment and without, in any way interfering or trying to lead them in the conversation. Simply listen and then really encourage them to seek help. And for most people, that help will come in the form of medication or some other physical alteration to the body, because after all, we're talking about the brain here. This is not some floating in space emotional issue. It's a brain issue. And it's also behooves people to engage in some therapy. Talk therapy has been shown to be effective for many, many people. And if nothing else, it's important to have that as to talk about the fact that you have some emotional issues. You are have some mental disorder. And many, 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 many millions of us, if we live long enough at some point in our life, it is very likely that we will have some sort of a mental disorder, a mental discomfort, something that's not right with us.
What do you say about the situation where someone says, I didn't see it coming? They're speaking about another individual, a loved one, a son, a daughter, a husband, a colleague at work. And they say, I'm shocked. I didn't see any signs of this. Should we be able to see the signs?
We should all get to know the risk factors, which include a person's biology, you know, where they come from, what's the set of genes that they have, their environment, and, you know, their emotional history. But most of us aren't professionals. So we know that there are these risk factors. And as we were talking about, being a frontline worker is a risk factor. Knowing, for example, that construction workers are at a higher risk. There are a whole bunch of categories, but frankly, anybody can be at risk under the right, or I guess wrong, circumstances.
Sure, I understand
that. Get to know the warning signs. And frankly, even those of us who work, you know, diligently in the field of suicide prevention, it is almost inevitably a stunning and horrible surprise when someone takes their life. And some of that has to do with when you're close to someone, you actually don't really see the full person because you've known them so well. There are always multiple, it's never one thing. It's never that, well, he lost his job, so he killed himself. No, if that were true, if that were the only factor, right, that could bring about a suicide, then everyone who lost their job would be killing themselves. And we know that that's not true. There are some people who don't have those risk factors, and they're able to be more resilient in the face of traumas in their life.
Kara, to what degree do you think it is, or do we know it is genetic? What factor is that?
It's such a great question, because that's some of the research that's being done right now is looking to answer exactly that. Now, I had a conversation with a research psychiatrist from Northwestern University a few years back. And now this is one researcher's opinion, right? So take that for what it's worth. But he is, you know, he's a scientist. And in his belief, at some point, we will be able to pinpoint the exact combination of genes. It's not a single gene, but the combination of genes that make some people more susceptible to mental illness and to suicide.
The single biggest fundraiser of the year for you all is going to be at this Out of the Darkness walk. And it's going to be, I don't have the date in front of me. I'll bet you know what it is, Kara.
It's Saturday, September 17th, which I am positive is going to be a sunny day because we just won't have it any other way.
And if I want to sign up, where do you want me to go? What can we do for you today?
Please go to www.chicagowalk.org. And you'll find out information about time and how to get there by public transportation or parking. There is no fee to register. Teams are welcome to come. Bring your messages. Leave a message. Share a photo. Come and help us raise money for all of the programming, advocacy, and other kinds of help that we provide to our Illinois community.
I will see you there then, Kara.
Wonderful. I'm excited.
Kara Levinson.
John, in person. Great.
Well, there's more reason to go than that. She's the chair of the board of directors for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the Illinois chapter. We'll talk again, Kara. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, John.